All right, welcome back to Mastering Defense Infrastructure. I'm Darian Macy, as always joined by the ever-sharp Jessica Bottlebrush. Jess, this one's close to my heart, CRM. I get more questions about defense-specific CRM than just about anything else.
You're not wrong, Darian. Every delivery team I've worked with, whether it's contractors, design consultants, or suppliers, ends up wrestling with hundreds of contacts, long sales cycles, and then there's tracking feedback and customer satisfaction. So why is customer relationship management so important for us in the defense sector?
Look, defense's stakeholder web is tangled. You're not just talking to one procurement guy. There's security and estate group, the tier one contractors, PMCA's base operations, indigenous liaison, environmental reviewers, panel managers, the works. When I was running the defense design practice for Oricon, we were tracking multi-year, multi-site contracts with hundreds of moving pieces. CRM basically became our interface to store information on opportunities, partner organizations, and individual contacts. And unlike standard off-the-shelf CRMs, we needed systems that'd handle project numbers, panel memberships, and a custom field for, say, DISP requirements.
And traditional options, like, say, setting up a generic CRM or worse, spreadsheets, it just doesn't cut it, especially with security requirements and audit trails. Defense expects, and to be honest, needs totally accurate pipeline management. One missed renewal and you can lose preferred supplier status. And it's not just about sales, right? You've got compliance, team handovers, you name it.
Yeah, and the stakes are just higher. The difference between generic and defense-ready CRM is night and day. Out-of-the-box can't manage security categories or even panel-specific details. If you aren't capturing it or if your data's scattered, you're dead in the water. Right, let's talk about the trickiest part next, getting everyone on board.
I love this topic because honestly, I've seen so many good intentions fall apart here. The classic, you roll out a CRM and 6 months later, 40% of the team still relies on a magic Excel spreadsheet buried in someone's desktop. Darian, you've probably witnessed this in the wild plenty of times.
Oh, all the time. There's always resistance. Sometimes it's, I don't trust this system, but more often it's just old habits and fear of extra work. And let's not undersell the data quality issues. If people only half fill out details or skip stuff, suddenly your pipeline's ghost data. Or you think you're tracking 10 live prospects, but actually only 3 are real. That's bad news for forecasting.
It's brutal. I remember one opportunity we were chasing, regional NT, major base upgrade. We were chasing 5 separate clients to try and get included in their tenders, but didn't have proper CRM in place. Someone missed updating a key follow-up and we missed out on a major opportunity. If the whole team isn't entering and checking info, you get chaos, missed contracts, lost trust, and constant cleanup jobs.
And let's be frank. Most failed rollouts, they weren't tech failures. They died because no one built a strategy around adoption or set ground rules for data entry. If you only rely on initial training or just hope folks will get on board, it's not happening. You've got to treat implementation like a project in itself.
Exactly. Full buy-in, some champions on the team, and ongoing training, not just a one-off UAT session. Otherwise, you get drop-off and people backslide into old habits. It's not just about the software. It's a process thing. Data quality is the backbone. I might be harping on, but logging interactions properly is non-negotiable. Shall we look at designing a defense-specific CRM next?
Let's get into the mechanics. If you want a CRM that actually works in defense, you have to start with how defense business development operates. So structure is number one. When I built out my teams, we'd start with strong contact categories, SEG, tier ones, PMCAs, SMEs, service providers. You need segmentation so you can pull up, say, all your submarine base contacts in 3 clicks.
Same goes for pipeline stages. A generic lead to close just won't map onto how defense works. I mean, you might start with lead identified, but you've got so many layers. Initial engagement, pre-tender, proposal submitted, negotiation, clarification, contract awarded, sometimes even on hold for those long defense lags. It's all about mapping the real-world journey. Otherwise, things fall through gaps.
Custom fields are next. This is where defense-specific stuff shines through, like security clearance level, specific contract number, DISP expiry, panel memberships. And look, if you don't have next milestone in there, you're asking for trouble. You want fields that let you filter, remind, and crucially, audit later if a question ever crops up.
And it's not just what fields you create, it's about the routines. Routine validation, having rules for data entry, regular data cleanups, and logging every call, meeting, or outcome so you build a living record. Defense compliance, let alone continuity between staff changes, requires pristine logs, up-to-date certifications, whole nine yards.
I'd be remiss not to mention the DECnet CRM setup guide here. If you want a checklist, that's the template I recommend. The field suggestions, pipeline structure, and real examples make it way easier, particularly when you're just kicking off. Every defense project should start here, in my view. Get your structure right, and you can keep evolving it as needs change.
So there's your foundation, meaningful categories, pipeline stages, custom fields, and a process for ongoing data health. But implementing it without burning everyone out, that's its own challenge. I'll be honest, the first time I tried to roll out a CRM, it nearly crashed and burned. Key thing we missed was roping in actual users, like getting the folks who'd be logging client meetings or updating certifications to help choose the fields and set routines. Once we started involving the team and sharing discoveries, uptake totally changed.
Yeah, user involvement is mission critical. And don't skip on role-based training. Project managers don't need the same dashboard as a BD lead, nor should they get flooded with unnecessary alerts. You've got to break training up. Navigation for everyone, deep dives by role, and then repeat refreshes. Robust data management is a must. Think regular data validation, plus triggers or alerts for dodgy entries.
And then those never-ending budget worries, right? Not every defense project can splurge on some mega platform. There are cost-effective, even open source options. But you have to pick something the team can actually use, and that can talk to legacy systems. I always advocate for realism on ROI. If exec buy-in isn't there, or KPIs are disconnected from business goals, you're setting up for disappointment.
Spot on. Setting expectations and metrics is key. Adoption rate, data completeness, pipeline visibility, they all matter more than having, 50 analytics widgets no one checks. An ongoing evaluation. Keep reviewing your setup, update it, and ask for user feedback. That's what keeps it valuable, not static.
If I can chip in one last tip, collaborative onboarding is gold. When the rollout is a team sport, decision-making, onboarding, asking what actually works out in the field, it just sticks. And then suddenly you see reliable data, more proactive work, fewer last-minute dashes for contact info, which is what it's all about.
Very true. Speaking of, WT Australia's journey pretty much captures every step we've talked through. Let's break down how they turned their CRM chaos into a win. All right, so WT Australia, one of the largest cost consulting and property advisory firms, they were classic, stuck in spreadsheet chaos. Contacts in half a dozen places, no clear pipeline, missed opportunities. In one case, after some feedback on a lost tender was just left, no one actioned it, and the client relationship just sort of evaporated.
That's something I see a lot, the we'll remember problem until someone leaves or a laptop fries. WT's fix was straight out of the DECnet playbook. They imported every contact tagged by type and region, set up custom fields for each defense panel or base, made pipeline stages from new opportunity all the way through to contract award, then scheduled reminders for next actions. The transformation was so quick, the team started referring to the CRM in every BD meeting before the quarter was out.
What really stands out is how they used their custom fields, like having base location and panel tags, meant they weren't searching for the needle in the haystack every time a tender came out. And logging every conversation meant anyone could pick up any defense relationship if someone was out. Kind of a team memory bank. Plus those automated reminders, no more missed calls, no more sleeping on contract renewals. WT saw improved collaboration, faster proposals, and most importantly, they won a major defense contract that by their own admission would have slipped through in the old system.
It goes to show discipline setup and actual customization aren't just admin overhead. They're how you land the jobs that count. And I hope that hits home for anyone thinking CRM's too much of a hassle. Done right, it pays you back big time.
And that wraps us for today. CRM in defense isn't a quick tick-the-box job, but get it right and it's transformative. I'm Darian Macy. Jess, anything else before we sign off?
Just that it's always worth revisiting your setup. CRM is living, not static. And if you haven't checked out the DECnet CRM setup guide yet, that's your actionable next step. Thanks, Darian. Always a great chat.
Thanks, Jess. And thank you to everyone tuning in. Catch you all next time as we dive into key account management. Until then, keep building, keep connecting.
See you all soon.